Well, it fell apart, but you know, you get the idea. Isn't that nice? That is one of my favorite hymns, and when I got to thinking about it, there is nothing scriptural about that hymn at all. Nothing. There's nothing in the Gospels about Jesus waiting and watching. It's Zacchaeus, come down right now. I got to come to your house today. That's the Jesus of the Gospels. Sorry, I just scared somebody. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. That's the Jesus of the Gospels. You see, the directive is based on who Jesus is. It's based on Jesus' real identity. Real identity. So there needs to be a decisive response. You see, it's because of Jesus' identity and resurrection that the call of Jesus demands an immediate and decisive response, a radical commitment. When we face a situation that involves risks and adventure and possible potential for unpleasantness, what do we do as human beings, folks? Back off, yeah. Well, let me pray on that. That's a good Christian response, isn't it? Let me pray on that. I'll think about it and give you a call tomorrow, right? Remember as a kid the first time you ever went off the high diving board, anyone? For some of you, that was longer ago than... No, just kidding. But it's true. That's a fact, right? For some of us, it wasn't long at all. No. I remember, you see, Dad and Mom managed the pool, and my two sisters were the lifeguards, were two of the lifeguards, and I remember walking up the stairs of that high ladder, and it was probably the fourth time I'd even attempted to walk up the stairs, and I walk out there to that, into that high board. Wow. I mean, this is all inside conversation, right? That's a long way down. And there's my sister Cindy over there saying, "Come on, Eric!" Right? Well, maybe tomorrow. Oh, no. There's 10 people lined up on the ladder. What am I going to do now? Right? Yeah. You just keep looking over. You know, see, I had jumped off the low board and done a belly flop. And that hurt bad enough. I did not want to do a belly flop off this board. That water is hard. Or this weekend, we went to Silver Dollar City and we celebrated Jamie's parents' 45th wedding anniversary. And we were on Wildfire, I think was the name of the roller coaster. Thank you. Boy, that would not come to my head. And you see, you come out of the barn and you stop. And then the track, it takes you up this direction. Oh, that's Powder Keg? Okay. And it takes you up this way. The name was just scared out of me. But anyway, it takes you up this way. And about halfway up, well, first of all, I'll let you know what happens. Then you go forward a little bit, and then you go like 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. I mean, shoom, like that, right? And about halfway up this part where it's taking you up to another set of tracks, I look at Jamie's brother-in-law and says, "You know, this is what I'm preaching about tomorrow. Radical commitment." Because there was no turning back at that point. We were locked in, and that's all there was to it. But you know what? When we face situations that have potential risk, adventure, and unpleasantness, we stand up at the top of that diving board or on that roller coaster, well, you better not stand up. And you say, "Oh my goodness, what have I just done?" If you're on that high diving board, you think, "Oh man, I'm going to do a belly flop. I just know it. And of course, you're talking yourself into a belly flop. And it hurts, doesn't it, folks?